Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Mitch.
What's been hitting your non-news radar this week?
Well, look, one of the great puzzles of our generation, our Mary Celeste, if you will, was, of course, The Dress.
The Dress?
Do you don't remember The Dress? Was it blue and black? Oh. Or was it white and gold?
Oh, yeah.
Look, the memory of that social civil war has only just faded. We've only just built society back from it. And News Limited has found a new reason for us to fight.
Oh, no. What is it this time?
Is it two cats or one cat with a shadow?
What?
Look, what we're talking about this week, and this is amazing, it's a particular photo, which is really quite clearly a ginger cat sitting beside a black cat. Like, there's no debate over that whatsoever. It's two cats. The owner has said it's two cats and given their name.
Uh-huh.
And News Limited has decided it's the optical illusion to blow your mind. If it's a shadow, why does it have eyes? Is it two cats or one cat? Look, it's clearly two cats. I'm not even being funny about this. I don't even know why they're on about it. I get the idea that a viral internet, you know, controversy, it's great for the clicks.
Mm.
But the golden or blue age of The Dress, depending on where you fell down, it's over. Move on, News Limited. It's not news.
What a sad day. What a sad day for the practice of journalism that this is, like, up there as a popular news story.
Gotta
also worth covering.
Reddit was really excited about it.
Really?
And News Limited was really excited about Reddit being really excited about it.
I've seen a lot of these stories, these kind of optical illusion stories popping up all over the place. There's a lot of, you know, apparent ghost sightings at things as well.
Love a ghost sighting.
Why is
love
it? Is that the flavour of the month all of a sudden?
Like, no, we've always loved a good ghost sighting. We've always loved an optical illusion.
Yeah.
But two cats side by side? Honestly.
Not exactly the same league, is it? It's certainly not news.
Look, on the topic of trying to desperately manufacture a controversial topic, kudos to the telly for really slamming it to Waleed Ali for his obviously utterly undeserved win of a gold Logie. I mean, that man's done nothing for this country.
Because they, of course, weren't happy that he was nominated in the first place.
They were furious about that. Look, you know, after he had the shocking temerity to mention race while accepting his very important Logie, the telly decided that Waleed had gone too far, possibly even impugned the good nature of this clearly non-racist, egalitarian country. On the front page of yesterday's paper, front page,
what?
The blurted headline at the bottom strap was stitched up by Waleed. And on the page 9 that you were exhorted to go to, some waggish sub-editor had gone with the thumb, I love this headline, with Ali's like this, who needs enemies?
Oh my God.
So apparently Waleed had outed a TV personality who had told him that his name was Mustafa, but he felt like he wasn't able to use it.
Uh-huh.
He mentioned that in his speech, did not mention who this personality was.
Mm-hmm.
No, he outed this man. This man feels violated by Waleed Ali.
Does he?
No, clearly not. Look, Telly, your desire to make all of Australia terrified of people who don't conform to your white stereotypes isn't just not news. It's dog whistle journalism of the highest and whiniest note. Jog on. Get over it. Get away from me.
I thought most people didn't really care about the Logies anyway. And the
we don't, but it's a really classic Australian thing. It's like voting no in referendums. We do it all the time, and we pretend that it's because we don't care, but we care so much.
A little bit too much.
Oh, we care way too much.
All right, there you go. It's certainly not news, that's for sure. What's the next non-news item this morning?
You know what? Like, while we're on the topic, you know what else isn't news?
Yeah.
News Limited's war on the Greens.
Ah.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Fierce.
Two amazing examples of it this week. On Tuesday, they had a helpful election info box of who should I vote for.
Oh, that's nice.
This was the telly, of course.
Yep.
It informed us that the Greens were, and I'll quote, a lefty rabble that puts fluffy animals, drugs, and sexual freedom above the economy.
I do. Don't you?
They're like really just, it's so breathlessly upset when you hear
fluffy
it and read
animals
it.
And drugs.
And then yesterday, on the absolute same front page with the Waleed bashing that we were just talking about, the proudly coalition-supporting Daily Teller told its readers to save our Albo. Yeah, Anthony Albanese, calling him one of Australia's most accomplished politicians.
Whoa.
Readers were informed that he was in danger of being booted out of Parliament by a green extremist.
Extremist?
Yeah, that was the exact phrasing.
Wow.
Who wants to bring down capitalism. Now, I just want to make this The true believer Albo that they talked about is the same Anthony Albanese who 3 years ago appeared as Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes on the front page of this paper.
So accomplished.
With the headline, I know nothing. Honestly, we're going to see so much more of this. We really are, because this is one of the longest election cycles we're ever going to put up with. But Murdoch's war on the Greens, even to the point of supporting Labour if it helps him green bash, not news.
No.
Just not news.
I love how they're printing how to vote cards or how to vote pages in the Daily Telegraph. That's interesting
Fluffy
as well.
Fluffy animals, drugs, and sexual freedom.
If that was a party alone, that'd get
Edna would be in for that.
Get a few votes. Okay, so there you go. 3 non-news items getting plenty of coverage this week. What's one important thing we're missing out on instead, Nick?
This actually blew my mind. Did you know that a third, more than a third, of Australia's landmass has been leased out for coal or gas mining?
More than a third?
More than a third of this country is earmarked for mining of coal or gas.
So these things haven't even happened yet, or they are happening.
They are happening. It's on its way. 37% of Australia's landmass.
Yeah. And no one's talking about that.
No one's talking about this, which is why we probably need to vote Greens. Just throwing that out there. Maybe we do need the lefty rabble who loves their fluffy bunnies.
Forget mining and coal. I want landmass for drugs, fluffy animals, and sexual freedom.
It's just absolutely amazing because there's been no single register of the, sort of with the exploration and where leases have been handed out.
Yeah.
And some other group has put this together and gone, wait a minute, that totals up to 37% of the country.
You'd think that maybe somewhere some governmental department would be in charge of keeping track of those sorts of things.
Because we just lease it out to other people. We're not Norway,
no,
where we've kept all of our coal and gas and have made a fortune off it and then delivered that back into the hands of the people.
Yeah. No, that's a silly
idea. We're Australia,
idea.
So we give it to Gina Reinhart instead.
There you go. That is something we should be hearing about in a lot more detail as well. You can catch Nick Healy at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Thank you so much, sir.
Always a pleasure.
We'll catch you next time.